I don't think we could ever understand the suffering of our Lord. It says, Peter says that he suffered for you. Don't know if you've ever seen the film, The Passion. It is really quite something. And we bought the DVD, Gina and myself, and it was a year before I could get round to watching it. And watched it one afternoon very quietly on my own and was profoundly touched by the sheer human suffering of the whole occasion of Jesus' crucifixion. It's not just the crucifixion, but he was whipped with a Roman scourge that was made up of thongs of leather interwoven with bits of bone and metal. So he was literally shredded when he was whipped and given the 39 lashes. And we've rightly sung, there's no suffering like his, and there's also no sacrifice like his. And the amazing thing where God actually provided his son to be a sacrifice for our sins. It's all about relationship. You know, our life in this life is limited. We've only got one life, haven't we? We're born. We've all been born. You go to school. Then you sort of do studies and get a job and maybe marriage and then children. And then time creeps on and you get to my age, 50. And then beyond that, 70 or 80, 90, my stepdad celebrated his 80th not too long ago, and he says, "You'll be here one day, Peter, 80. And some will think, yes, you've already made it. But that's life, isn't it? We go through life, and then there's a funeral, isn't there? And that's going to come to all of us. We've all got that in common. Doesn't matter how old or young or rich or poor or whatever our bank balance is, whatever our gender, we've got all these things in common. And what happens then when we die? There's a great question, isn't there, of what next? Where does God fit into this? A lot of people have a fear of dying, understandably, because then we're going to have to face our Maker. And it's all about relationship, isn't it? In our lives today, relationships can go so easily wrong with broken homes. But amazingly, the Apostle Peter said that by the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. And the first thing that needs healing is our relationship with God. The Almighty, that great vacuum of love in our lives and goodness that people so need. When we're reconciled to God, an amazing healing takes place deep in our psyche and our spirit. An amazing sense of forgiveness and peace and overwhelming joy. To be at peace with God is to be at peace indeed. The amazing thing about the sacrifice of Jesus is he died for us so that relationship with God could be restored. And the question is then, what do we do about all the things we've done wrong? Our sin, our guilt, you know, to sin against a human being is one thing, but to sin against God is something else. And the Bible teaches that amazingly, if this is your sins, and that's what we've got in common as well. We all sin, we've all got pride, we're all selfish, we all do things wrong and say things we regret. But when Jesus cried out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" At that point in time, if this is Jesus, all our sins are put on him. And he felt forsaken, blocked from the life of God his Father. A transfer took place of my sins, our sins, onto him. And he bore our sins in his body when he was crucified. It's incredible. The sins of your whole life, everything, everyone, transferred onto him. And he bore those and suffered the punishment we deserve. That's an amazing love, isn't it? He chose the cross. When he was buried, he buried the sins in the tomb and he rose again, which is what we celebrate on Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus. He's buried our sins and they're buried now, and he now is alive to bring us to God. It's a very simple message, but it's also a very profound message. And it's a very personal message. Because the Apostle Paul talked of Jesus being the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Not just mankind in general, but each one of us personally. He looked, he saw down that road of history as Jesus agonized in the garden, "Father, take this cup from me." He could have said no to that suffering he chose. But I believe he saw all of us down the road of history. And in saying yes to that cup, yes to the suffering, in an incredible way, he also said yes to you and me, in terms of, yes, I'm willing to do this, so that you too can know my glory and be with me in heaven. He could have said no, but he said yes. And that's amazing. Because very often people will reject themselves because of all the things that go on and whatever reason. But the Lord, in choosing to die for us, demonstrates his acceptance of everyone who responds to him. Okay, so that's tremendously good news in a way. It's sad news, but it's good news because it means we can be put right with God through that sacrifice of Jesus. It's one thing to know that. It's another thing to respond. And Peter talks about us having returned to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. Jesus, the good shepherd. We need to come and put our lives in his hands so that he can take us safely home. So that he can oversee us. We're under new management. Live a new life, God's way. As we learn to follow in his steps. One of my favourite songs is Bryn Haworth's song. And it asks the question, what kind of love is this? Do you know, I can't tell you how glad I am personally that Lord's forgiven all my sins. It's easy to say he's forgiven all my sins, but actually, when it comes to eternity, that's an incredibly profound truth. All my sins forgiven. All my shortcomings. As a father, as a human being, the lot. Think, gosh, praise the Lord. That's amazing, isn't it? Forgiveness and peace with God is an amazing gift. What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? I am the guilty one, yet I go free. What kind of love is this, a love I'd never known? Personally, I hadn't even known his name when the Lord touched my life. What kind of love is this? He died in agony. He who'd done no wrong was crucified for me. What kind of man is this who laid aside his throne that I might know the love of God? What kind of man is this? Then the last verse says, by grace I have been saved. It is the gift of God. He destined me to be his child. Such is his love. No eye has ever seen, nor has the heart of man conceived. What kind of love is this? Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's good, isn't it? Great to be forgiven. Great to be restored in fellowship with God. Great to have peace with God and purpose in life and confidence for eternity because of the great love and sacrifice of Jesus, risen from the dead, whom we've accepted as our shepherd and Lord and Saviour. If you want to know more about this, you're not sure of it, we've got these little booklets here that explain more why Jesus. You're very welcome to have one. Can we just pray and pause before we sing our last song? Father in heaven, thank you for your amazing love for us and sending Jesus to die for us, your Son. And thank you, Lord, that your suffering and sacrifice is enough. And complete, and is enough for everyone to be restored to Father in heaven. Thank you, Lord. And today, Lord, we come and open our hearts and lives afresh to you and choose to follow you and trust you and learn from you. Again, Father in heaven, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.